Some strategies on how to address group dynamics. At times, the group is not going well. Members are not paying attention. Behaviors that threaten the unity and purpose of the group come back, like weeds in spring. How many of us who have been doing group supervision for a while have not run into difficulties related to group dynamics from time to time? For me, group difficulties come up almost every month. I kind of expect it and anticipate it. In my experience, there are a few things that can be extremely helpful in managing group dynamics. The first is setting up the group well in the first place. We reviewed some of these strategies in the first section of this training, such as gathering consensus, reviewing purpose of the group, what we all want out of the group, identifying desired group behaviors, and how to address conflict if it should arise. The second important thing is to catch problematic behavior very early. For example, recently I noticed some group members not participating and sharing like they used to. Rather than let this go week after week, I decided to act on this one early. I noticed it as the supervisor, and although no one in the group said anything about it, I'm sure other people were noticing it too. Although I will share with you my steps in addressing this problematic behavior, I realize that each of us has our own method and style. This is merely an example of catching things early. Also, when one of the group members changes behavior, even if it is a slight change, everyone is affected by it at some level. Each case is different, but in this case, I chose to reach out to this particular person who seemed to be struggling to participate in the group like she used to. I approached this person separate from the group. I did not mention anything in the group except for general things like, I wonder how group is going for all of you. Is this topic helpful that we are discussing today? You know, like a good clinician would elicit feedback from a client during session. It's good for a supervisor to elicit feedback during the group at times. As discussed earlier, it is vitally important to approach all supervisees with great respect and not presume ill intent on the part of the supervisee. So we met separately. This is during the COVID-19 pandemic, so we met via video conferencing. I had sent out an email earlier entitled Checking In and asked if we could talk a little bit. Since I had done this type of thing many times now, I felt comfortable with my approach, although I did feel nervous as one never knows how it will be received. My basic approach was to show care and let the supervisee know that I appreciate her in-group and that this meeting is not about any big concern. In this way, the supervisee hopefully will feel more comfortable and not feel the need to be guarded. I said that I could be wrong, but I seemed to notice a little less energy in the supervisee and hoped that everything was going okay. I pointed out that I don't think the supervisee was doing anything particularly wrong. After the supervisee explained whatever it was that was happening in her life, I validated her response and reiterated how much I respect her and appreciate her in group. In addition, I wanted to make sure that the group was to her satisfaction and to see if perhaps I had done anything as a supervisor to impact her negatively in the group. I said something like, "I'm wondering how group is going for you. Is there anything missing?" Sometimes as supervisor, I may speak wrong or go astray from the group purpose. Anything like that happening? It was a productive conversation. We ended our conversation feeling more connected. I felt relieved and satisfied that the group was not the issue in the person's life. It also helped me to save me from jumping to conclusions or becoming defensive. I think it brought us closer together because we both felt safe and we're able to kind of be real with each other.